much.
ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, three times זה תורה מנשן, זה פוסוק, שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך את פני אדון השם. פרסט טיים, שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך את פני אדון השם, אדון כל הארץ. He is a master of all the world. Second time, שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך לפני אדון השם אלוקי ישראל. Three times a year, travel and show yourself, your face in front of השם אלוקי ישראל. And the third time, שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך לפני אדון השם אלוקיך. You see the process. First, הקדוש ברוך הוא is אדון כל הארץ. He is the Lord, the God of all the world. After this is השם אלוקי ישראל. Third time is השם אלוקיך. Comes the על שך הקדוש and explain. This represent the three holidays what we travel to Jerusalem. Pesach, after we leave Egypt, we same nation as other nations. No difference. From this reason, in the first time is Hashem Adon Kol Haaretz. After Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick us to come the special nation, Am Zgula, Am Israel. Is now Hashem Adon Elokei Israel. Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim. Ahavta otanu, ratzita banu, romamtanu mikol ha'leshonot. Sertaim, Sukkot, Hashem Elokecha. It means Sukkot, the unique about this holiday, what this brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maximum what we can come close to Hashem. It's not Hashem Adon Kol Haaretz, He is the God of all over the world, and I am one in this all over the world. It's not Hashem Elokei Israel, He is the God of our nation, and I am part of our nation. No, He is my private God, my private Hashem, Hashem Elokecha. We come so close. And the question is, how we can save this excitement, this feeling, this energy, what everyone have from this Sukkot to all the year? How we keep this for all the year? The explanation, one aspect in Chazal, B'siyata Dishmaya, is follow. One of the students of the Gra, the Gaon Mivilna, ask, what is a difficult mitzvah in Chag Sukkot more from any other mitzvah? And the answer, Liyot Besimcha. 24-7, to feel happy. 24-7, not to feel upset. 24-7, not to complain about anything. It's a big challenge. Big, big challenge. No, if this is a high mitzvah, and also specifically when the Rambam talk about v'samachta b'chagecha, what belong to Chag Sukkot, the Rambam mentions simcha yeteira. This means in other level of simcha, what we know from Shavuot and what we know from Pesach. Because I don't understand, if this is big challenge to feel this high level of simcha in Chag Sukkot, why part of the tefillah, what Chazal want for us to pray every single day in Sukkot, bring people to feel sad? You can see people when they say in Musaf every day, מפני חטאינו, גלינו מארצנו, נתרחקנו מעל אדמתנו, אין אנחנו יכולים לעלות, להיראות, להשתחוות. People what have a lot of feeling, a lot of kavana, they have tears. Oh, tomorrow morning in Oshanot, some of the Oshanot really bring people to feel as Yom Kippur, to feel very serious, to feel and to have tears of the, in the eyes. is why, if the goal is to have to 24/7 of simcha, why part of the tefillah bring us to feel the opposite? The answer is, we have two types of tears. One type of tears is tears of separation, tears of something what we separate ourselves. Somebody, Rachman Elitzlan, passed away. People have tears. The family have tears. The friend have tears. We miss them. Finish. Who knows when, how? But now is no more with us. This one type of tears. But we have other type of tears of look for. You never see one of your relatives for a long time. And you know he will come soon, get a great friend. And what happened is, 2 days before, you say, wow, in 2 days I will see my friend, I will see my relative. When the moment comes, you give a big hug, you have tears of your eyes. Sometimes you cry, you can't see this many times. When people never see to each other for a long time, family, your close friend. This is other type of tears. Tears of look for, of ishtokekut, of I really want. Wow, this is so great, of excitement. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us, after we have tears, when the Meraglim talk against Eretz Israel, and we cry all the night, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Gemore in end of Tainis? Remember the Gemore. Atem bachitem bechiyah lechinam. You have cried for nothing. Ani edag, you will see bechiyah ledorot. And what happened in this night of Tisha B'Av? First, but I'm going to say when it was destroyed. And this brings us to have a lot of tears. I don't understand. Many years I don't understand. Because Baruch Hu stayed with a finger and said to us, listen, you cry. Not in the right time. You have tears. I will show you. In this night, generation after generation, under tears, years after tears, you will have tears. Never. You cannot explain this in this way. It's wrong explanation. Because Baruch Hu never stay with us with this finger. Because Baruch Hu never say to us, I will show you. You will do something wrong and I will show you. Is how we explain this. The explanation is, because Baruch Hu come and say, what type of tears you have in this night when all the leaders give wrong report and everybody have tears? Tears of separation. We want to separate ourselves from Eretz Israel. We don't care about this. We want to stay in the desert. It's more necessary, more important. In the desert, this is good life. We don't want to enter Israel. Come on, Kishboru, and say, I will show you other type of tears. Tears of look for. Tears of look for. Bet HaMikdash will destroy the first and the second. And you feel a lot. You miss a lot. And from this moment, you will have tears. Kishboru, we really want Yerushalayim Yicha Berachmim Tashu. We really want V'techezen Aleinu Mishivcha Letzion. It's other type of tears. These two types of tears take place in another area. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second day of the creation, decide to split, to divide between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. Yirakia, the sky, Mavdil, separate, ben Mayim Lemayim. It's all the water of the oceans. Because what is unfair? We stay so close to you, why we now stay far? What anything wrong we will do? Why you do this to us? And Rashi mentioned the water have different title, Mayim Bochim. The water have tears. What type of tears? We really want to stay close to you. Why we need to stay far from you? This is positive tears. And Rashi Baruch Hu say you will get this. Every korban will bring salt, al kol korban chatakriv melach, and salt come from water. And 7 days in Sukkot we have what? Nisuch amayim al gabei hamizbeach. We come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mayim Bochim. Is this what Chazal come and teach us? The tears, what we get is Sukkot. You dance in Simcha Bet HaShoeva, Rebar Alach, Karlin. I don't know where. And you have one moment, one nigun, take you, and you close your eyes, and you go with everyone, and your head says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, it's great Sukkot. I would like to take these days with me to all the year. I would like really to have Ahavat Torah. I would like really to want to mitzvot. I would like to use all my ambition and excitement also. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this opportunity. And you have tears, or you have a little bit, your eyes come a little bit wet. This is positive tears. This is tears of ishtokekut. I really want to stay close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I really want to take this with me. I really want to have this part for me. This type of tears is different. And this is the way how Chazal come and teach us. How is important this type of simcha in these days? And the question is now, how we can keep this all the year? How we can take this with us? everyone, I'm sure you send letter to your parents, or email to your parents, or telephone with your parents. Ima Abba, we have great time. It's great time. And I'm sure after Simchat Torah, you will say, wow, it's unbelievable. It's great. It's gorgeous. Look how we take this with us. How we walk in. Zman Choref, with right leg. And we shtag, and we learn. How we do this? To do this the right way, we need to understand what Beit HaMidrash give us, and to think about this from time to time, and you will have guarantee, unbelievable. Beit HaMidrash give us few important things. Number one of Beit HaMidrash gives us. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with five senses. One of the five is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, number one is, we can take from everyone almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to have freedom. One thing we never cannot take from anyone. How to look of different situations. What happened to us, or what happened around us. This is completely our decision. If I ask you, what is this? Some will say to me, Chofetz Chaim book. Some will say, the picture of the Chofetz Chaim. Some will say to me, Shmira Saloshim. Somebody look on the cover, the color of the cover. Everyone decide how to look of everything in his way. I give you an example. Maybe I mentioned this before or not. I give you, all men come to me, give me a few pages, pieces of paper, and he asked me if I can read and tell him what is my feeling. I'm in shock when I read this, and every time when I see this again, he lose all his family in the Holocaust. He survived 5 concentration camps. When he arrived to camp number 5, listen very carefully, camp number 5, they take his name, no more name, they give him number 116990. It means the person would stay before him, get one number less. The person would stay after him, get one number less. He get number. Pay a piece of paper on his hand. Tattoo on his hand. He almost destroyed. No family. No name. 5 concentration camp. He almost give up. After 2 days. See, 1 minute. 116. 990. 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 6 is 24. Plus 1 is 26. Kadosh Baruch Hu, 26 is your name. Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You watch me. This is Sefer Tehilim. This is Sefer Shir Hashirim. Sameini kechotam al ibcha, kechotam al zvoecha. This is your stamp on my hand. This motivate him not to give up. And to start new life after the Holocaust over. They try to destroy them completely, but the way how he decide to look of his situation, change everything. Something else unique about our eyes. Wife float. When she turns the face, she not only down the spot, which is a big miracle, because Chazal in the middle say she was a very athletic woman. She ran a lot mileage, Chazal say. And now, wow, she died in 1 minute. Why? What happened? For sure it's a shock. But what the main shock is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed all the body to salt? Why? Because the Torah come and teach me. Any place, what I look, this is exactly the place what I say. Our eyes take us to the place what we look. But the Pasuk say, Nishayahu v'ayu enecha ro'ot et morecha. Watch special people. It's not sticky what you put on the car. You watch special person in any area. You can sit in the corner of the hall, corner of a smidresh, or any place in the shul. Your eyes take you close to him. Tov letzadik v'tov lishcheno. Good for him and good for you. Besmidrash, give us number one, right perspective. When we study, when we study in Torah, our perspective elevates to other level. We see a situation from other place. Number one. Number two, Beit HaMidrash give us. You know, every time when we pray, we stand up, part of the prayer. Why? If it's respect to Hashem, good, I understand. Stand up all the time. Why part we stand up, part we sit down? The answer is, when you see any person in the world, and correct me if I have a mistake, what he stand up is only because one of two reasons. Reason number one is he make exercise. You cannot sit and make exercise. You run, you walk, good, you play. Reason number two, when somebody stand up, because in this moment he needs something, what he need. He stands in line to get. When he need, when he get what he need, he sit down. Somebody what sit is mean I have now what I need. If you judge, all the time you will sit. People who argue will stand up because you know the law. You know the Shulchan Aruch, you can sit. People who argue don't know the law, don't know the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll go to the rabbi. He will clarify the situation. He can sit, he know. Because when you have what you need now, you sit. You want something else? You will stand up and you go to Texas. No question. No question. To stand up in tefillah is mean I miss something. And I have address. And my address is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else. You is my address. This is the essence of tefillah. Essence of prayer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somebody have pen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Adam HaRishon. First lesson. What he teach him? Nothing grow. Hashem say. He create what? With stress, with fruit. Adam said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never see anything. Because Siach HaSadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until he create Adam, Rashi mentioned, to teach him. You want something? Talk to me. Talk, I will give you. From this reason, Chazal come and say, are you right in Hebrew, Adam? He shows this many times. This is the way. Correct? Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem. Obviously, from right to left. But if you want to understand what is the essence of the word Adam, you really want to understand what is your essence, my essence. What does it mean, Adam? Open the letters. The Rishonim say, are you writing Hebrew Aleph? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Yes, this is Aleph. Correct? Aleph. The full word of the letter Aleph. And Dalet is Dalet, Lamed, Taf. Dalet. And Mem is twice Mem. Okay? Mem. Correct? Now look what happened. Mem, the last letter, Taf, the last letter in Dalet, and Pei, and Lamed Lamed is Mitpalel. You see, Mitpalel. The Rishonim say Mitpalel. If you open the word Adam, this is the word Adam, you open every letter, what you get is Mitpalel. Because Baruch say, I create you in the way, talk to me. Talk to me when you have what you need. I give you more. The reason Chazal explained to us why Chas v'Chalila people feel pain is not only to punish them. Sometimes it's not any reason to get them any punish because they never talk. They miss some kavana. His other aspect of Beit HaMidrash give to everyone is the aspect of tefillah. We elevate this to other level. We understand to who we talk. We understand this is our address of everything. And third aspect of the Midrash give us. And remember this. You Shana Aleph, you Shana Bet. Everyone in different yeshivot. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Emir Hashem, you go to succeed. You go to marry. You go to have children. One day, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you will come back to Eretz Israel one day to visit your yeshiva. And you arrive in the Bes Midrash exactly close to Minche or close to Ma'ariv. We take place in Bes Midrash. You will stay in front of the door, inside, and your eyes will look first, people what you know, you don't know, but your eyes also will look the place what you sit in Seder Boker, and you will say to your friend, you see, in this place, I sit in Seder Boker. This place, Seder Gimel, and this was my Mekom Tefillah. And if this Mekom Tefillah is available, and this Minche Ma'ariv is not long Tefillah, you will go to this place, you will dive in again, Minche Ma'ariv, you will come the happy person in the world. You will see. 100 and 100 people say to me, wow, it's alright. Why is it so necessary for you to sit in this place? Why is it so necessary for you to say to your friend, in this place I learned in Seder Aleph, Seder Bet, Seder Gimel? Because Beit HaMidrash is a place that gives us deep and high understanding what is mean Benodom Lechavero and what is mean Benodom Lamako. Beit HaMidrash elevate our environment, elevate understanding how the environment is very important. Bet HaMidrash give us right perspective. Bet HaMidrash give us to understand what it means to pray, to who we talk, and who is the address. And Bet HaMidrash create for us the great environment, what we take with us all the time. Why people come for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to the yeshivot, what they learn in Eretz Israel? They don't have chazanim and balet filen, chutz laaretz. For sure, Zev. It's not only because they want to visit Eretz Israel. This environment, what they get in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, wow, it's so great. I want to taste this again. And from this reason, the place that I learned, said the Bokir, yes, in this place I shine. In this place I dive it day by day, three times a day, if I have opportunity to come to this place again, wow, I do something great. All these three aspects elevate us. All these three aspects help us to keep this excitement and ambition what we get in this special holiday of Sukkot. And we can't take this with us all the year. So Chazal come and teach us. One student arrived in Bet HaMidrash of Rabbi Preida, Gmor Rebbe Menoches. When he arrived to Bet HaMidrash of Rabbi Preida, and he wanted to check if he belonged to the yeshiva, if he good students, he understands the students feel very nervous, it's not right time to ask him any question. And he decided to do this other time. But he cannot say to him, okay, you're nervous, I send you. Go to learn, come other time. This makes him more nervous. He said to him, you know what? I would like to share with you short Dvar Torah. Remember this all your life. I give you a very special key to succeed. And look what he said to him. He's follow. Yavo tov v'yiten tov letovim alidei tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, is tov, is good. Tov Hashem lakol. V'yiten tov ki lekach tov natati lachem. Letovim עם ישראל לטיב השם לטובים על ידי משה, משה רבנו באיש ותפתח ותראה כי טוב. He takes the word טוב and he makes code for משה רבנו, for Torah, for עם ישראל. This is טוב. Nice. Short, דבר תורה, less one minute. And he said to him, now, יבוא זה וייתן זאת, יבוא זה כלי וענווהו וייתן זאת התורה על ידי זה משה האיש לעם זו יצרתי לי. Same Dvar Torah completely, same. One time the word is Tov, one time the word is Ze. What makes difference? Big deal. What do you want to teach him? If Torah is only Tov, Tov is Olam Haba, Olam Shekulo Tov. This is Torah. Olam Shekulo Tov? Everybody wants a little bit Olam Haba? Okay, I will learn a little bit. Come Rabbi Preida and teach his students. Torah before is Tov, is Ze. Ze is olam hazeh, ze is something what you can show with your finger. Ze. We don't understand what is olam hazeh. But Torah build us in olam hazeh. Torah give us great life. Torah make us happy people. Torah give us energy. And Torah give us its meaning. It's not to study Torah 24/7. Today you have opportunity to study Torah all the time. But tomorrow if you decide to come doctor, lawyer or businessman, and you integrate this with Torah, everything is Torah. Everything is Dvar Hashem. This is Bet HaMidrash give us. You cannot get this in any other place. And for this reason, I'm more you will appreciate this. And I'm more you will take the opportunity. You know, Elul was a full Elul in some Yeshivot, or part of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yimei Atshuva, and you keep a very excited day. And now we have a little bit also break after Sukkot Bezrat Hashem. It means the beginning was with his right leg to everyone. And you really feel very excited. But remember, my friend, remember, you walk in, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, Adar Bet, 6 months. 6 months. And Thanksgiving, and Hanukkah break, and everything what we know from the past. It's different. It's 6 months. Sometimes the days, it's cold, it's rain, and if it's stomach, it's not stomach, Baba Mises. It's difficult, yes, but not for you, for me, for everyone. This is a spot, but your blood change. You circle your blood with Torah, with Machshava, with Musar, with Tefillah. You grow tremendously. And you look on the mirror and say, wow, something changed. Spirituality. This is unique. To remember all these three lessons. The environment of Bet HaMidrash, the tefillah, It's not only for us, for all the family. You represent your family. You daven for them. You have local call. Local contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Eretz Yisrael. And right perspective. Because with right perspective, you can get a happy life. You know what is important, what is not important. What is a priority, what is not a priority. What is right, what is wrong. With right perspective, you have also... In your life, how we say this in English, you get lesson of to sheifot, of look for. Because if you have goal in your life, this is your goal. You never see now anything physically. But with your spirituality eyes, you can see. And this also, the yeshiva elevate you. Give you the opportunity to get this. So this reason, tomorrow morning, Yom HaChotam HaGadol, Shana Rabbah, a stamp of all this special time to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya to recognize all these three special gifts what we get in this time in Yeshiva. Right perspective. What tefillah, environment, what create more, become more sensitive in Odom Lechaver or in Odom Lamokom. In this way, we can keep these tears of Ishtokekut. Of look for all the year. In the moment when we keep this all the year, the sky is the limit. This is the avoda. And remember, in this special avoda, sometimes it's difficult, not only for you, for everyone. And when it's difficult, we try. We learn something what is more easy. We work with this. It's not the time to say exactly how we do this. But this build us. This is what Chazal wants for us to understand. This is one aspect that I want to share with you. But before we finish, I want to tell you short halacha. But many times we not recognize how it's important. You know, in Simchat Torah, B'Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to finish the Torah. The last 8 psukim in the Torah, the Gemara says, Maseret Baabatra, a special status. Yachid, kore otam. Because we have few explanations in the Rishonim. Rashi, Rabbeinu Mishulam, in the Tosfot, the Rambam. What does mean Yachid, kore otam? Rashi come and say, we cannot divide to 2 aliyot, 8 psukim, for you, for somebody else, no. One person need to read all the 8 aliyot. All the 8 psukim. Rashi. Doesn't bring Rabbeinu Mishulam. Normally, when you get Aliyah LaTorah, we have somebody who read loud, and you read after him quietly. It's very important to know. You can sometimes, when I see people get Aliyah LaTorah, I see the lips is closed. Don't close your lips. Read with them quietly. But Shmone Psukim, if you get Aliyah, you need to read the Psukim. This is Rabbeinu Mishulam. Rambam, come and say, you know what is mean Yachid Korei Otam? Yachid Korei Otam is mean... Also, if you not have minyan, still the Baal Korah can finish. Comes the Rebbe and says, Ribono Shel Olam, Tzibur Echan Alchu, we know you start 10 people to daven. 2 people left. What is din? You continue. Because you have the majority of the minyan. But if you not have majority, you need to stop. So how the Rebbe come and say, Yachid, Yachid is mean one. Read all these psukim. Very difficult to understand Divrei HaRambam. Short, brief, and clear. The explanation in the Rambam is, we have 2 concepts. We have, En Dover Shebikdushe, Pachot Mi'asara, and we have, also, Din of Tzibur. When you start to read in the Torah, you need 10 people. When you say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you need 10 people. Because, En Dover Shebikdushe, Pachot Mi'asara. But you know, when you want to daven minche sometime, you say, minche, 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 okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 6, 7, oh, great. We miss 3 people, what do? Make me a favor, you daven minche, come, mashlim minyan. Fine, you find 3 people to mashlim. You know daven betzibur, it's not tefillah tzibur, because you only 7. You can say Kaddish, you can say Kedusha, okay, but it's not tefillah betzibur. Sometimes somebody asks me, come mashlim minyan. And you know you don't have 10. an hour after, in another place, you have minyan. Don't daven with it. Don't daven. Mashlim, yes, but don't daven. Because it's not tefillah betzibur. Comes the Rambam and say, also Kriyat HaTorah. Also, you start with 10. If you have still 6 majority, okay, because you start with 10. But if you have 5 or 4, you need to stop. But it's the last 8 psukim in the Torah. Because you start the Vezot HaBachah with 10, because Davar Shebikdush any 10. Also, if you finish by yourself, everybody go to the Kiddush Club. Simchas Tere, go to the Azerom to drink a little bit. And you, Balkweri, look around, you never see anybody. Maybe one, or you by yourself, or somebody else. You finish. This means Yachid Koreh Oto. Yachid Koreh Oto. Why is this 8 psukim have different status? Because Moshe Rabbeinu katav otam bedema. Remember, what do you mean bedema? With tears? Tears you cannot write Torah. It's a guy who brings right explanation also. As Rishoni mentions this, he writes all the letters of the last 8 psukim, but he connects letter by letter, letter by letter. You cannot understand what this means. And Yoshua, after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, put the comma between one word to the other word, and now you can read clearly the 8 psukim. What we need, why I mention this, because it's very important to understand. When you daven minche ma'irim, this happened many times, and you don't have minyan, because other people daven, and you mitzarev them, is not tefillah betzibur. Tefillah betzibur go direct. This is davar shebikdusha avot eva sarah. Davar shebikdusha avot eva sarah. And I feel, is this Hoshana Rabbah, Yom HaChotam HaGadol, this is a finish, the final. You know, one time in Shulchan Aruch, we find Gadol avono minso, the sin is so high, we cannot take this on our shoulder. About what? If somebody stuck in Chazorat Hashatz. One of the Alochos, if people not understand what this means, Tfila b'tzibur. Chazorat Hashatz, when somebody Shliach Tzibur, and you never talk and you say Amen of every Bachas, this is Tfila b'tzibur. When you daven by yourself, Shmones, and I daven by myself, and we 100 people, everyone daven is Tfilat Yochid. Tfilat Betzibur is in Chazorat Hashatz. Look, in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, we say Al-Chet, Al-Chet, Hashem lo maganu where? After HaMeverech Tamo Yisrael B'Shalom. Because it's private. In Chazorat Hashatz, it's take place with Tfilat Betzibur. In the middle. Why? Because it's Din of Tfilat Betzibur. Sometimes people understand, why? Not understand why Kishbor never listen. Because your tefillah betzibur is not betzibur. If you talk in the middle. But if you answer amen of every bracha, this makes it tefillah betzibur. Yitana kadosh bochu, we have siyata dishmaya. Shbochu will listen all our tefillot. We have a lot of bracha. And you have great time in the yeshiva. And Yirtz Hashem, in Yanuar, when I come to the yeshivot, I give shiurim specifically the masechtot, what every yeshiva learn, most of the yeshivot. And you have a lot of siyata dishmaya. And kadosh bochu, imalei kol mishtot ibchem letovah. Remember your parents in your tefillot. This special day, and everything what you need, and בזאת השם בזוכה, to שנה של ברכה, של בריאות, של פתקה טובה, and בסייעתא דשמיא ובזוכה, עם בשורות טובות, and בזו השנה נזכה לגאולה השלמה.